Are you ready for the hype train?
That's right, it's the hype train. Choo-choo. I'm your conductor, Jesse Kimball. And I got the five-star man, Asa Gray.
All five.
Yeah, I finally gave you five.
Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't deserve it because I got the choo-choo in.
You got the choo-choo in, that's true. You got the choo-choo in. It's just me and Asa tonight. Dalton has work stuff going on. The next show, we should be welcoming back one Trevor Camp.
Who?
It's Trevor.
It's been 85 years.
It's been a minute. Yeah, he's finally. I know. I'm gonna get this. It's out of the way for Trevor. Something that's bringing him joy right now. So he is finally back down to one job and not working 65 hours a week, with like 30 of those hours being in Perryville,
30 minutes away.
Yeah. So I know that's bringing him a whole lot of joy right now. He's off like on alternating Tuesdays. We tried to get this show pushed to next week so he could be on. Scheduling wasn't able to work out. Some blue hedgehog got involved. Mm-hmm. I don't know the details, but so the next show, we're going to have a little bit of a delay before the next hype train, and then one Trevor Camp will return.
Yeah, y'all just got to tell me when to show up. I'll do stuff.
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah, I don't either. Tuesday nights, basically, like if I, you know, like Tuesday nights are my gym night, for sure. But I can do that after recording. It's not very hard.
Yours is 24 hours.
It is 24-hour gym, so I don't have to worry about like getting out of here at like 9 o'clock and then trying to rush through a workout real quick.
Right.
So yeah, it's Trevor Camp. It's gonna be back next week.
The return.
Dalton, who knows that dude? Might be here, he might not. All right, so let's jump on in. Asa Gray, what's bringing you joy, dog?
Yeah. Topic of the show, huh? No, this was very much one of, it was like, because I didn't remember which show we were doing tonight until legitimately like 2 minutes before I messaged you. And I was like, I wonder if Jesse remembers what week we're on. Cause
Jesse just kept forgetting to message you guys. I was preoccupied doing other stuff this morning.
Yeah. It's day after a holiday is always pretty busy with stuff to do.
It
so,
wasn't even work related.
Oh, mine was like, I was very busy all day. So, but, I was like, okay, so do we have like a topic? Because I really don't have that much. Cause I've been, even with this, like, with a 3-day weekend, I've done nothing. Sleep has been bringing me joy, like just napping. Although there, when I stopped to think about it, there is one thing specifically that brought me a significant amount of joy. I've talked about it on the show before, but now that it's over, The Good Place.
Oh yeah.
Series finale aired. We watched it. Audra cried so much. So much.
I believe it.
And then I was kind of laughing at her a little bit because of how much it was, which turns out not the correct thing to do.
What?
Pro tip for all you fellas out there. Don't laugh at yourself. And I told her, I'm laughing with you. It was like you and Kevin on the Call of Duty thing.
No, very different. Very different. I will not have myself compared to this.
It was exactly the same. And so, but no, it
very
was
different.
It was, that show is so good. It's so good.
It's
like,
yeah.
It's legitimately one of my top three TV shows of all time, I think. Like I get it has the recency bias going right now, but the finale I thought was incredible.
Super well done.
There was a certain scene, I won't spoil anything because of how recent it is, but there was a certain line said that I was like, wow, really? That's okay. But then we have since started rewatching it because it was just like, I was laying in bed yesterday and I was like, I don't want to put The Office on again. because it's not bedtime. Oh, I'll start The Good Place over in like episode two or three. And I was just like, oh, man, that show is incredible. Yeah. I loved it.
Crazy well done. Like, if anybody out there, if you've been on the fence or if you haven't even thought about watching this, you absolutely should.
Yeah.
Because it is TV gold.
It really is. It's, you really can, especially if you haven't seen it or you don't, and go in knowing as little as possible.
Yeah.
Do not look up reviews. Do not, like, read summaries. Don't even read, like, because even just describing what the show is about is a little bit of a spoiler.
Because, like, halfway through season one.
Through episode one, there's a reveal.
No, that's true.
So, yeah, it's just like, when a person dies, you either go to the good place or you go to the bad place. And this show takes place in, it follows some people that are in the good place. And that's really all you can say. Because everything else is a little.
Super spoilery.
Right.
I agree. Like, it's fantastic. I know, I was getting a little misty-eyed during several parts of it, especially anything involving, like, Chidi. Like, his whole thing was just...
Who legitimately might be my new favorite television character.
That's fair.
Chidi and Ogonye.
Chidi's awesome.
He's so... That stupid dork, surprisingly ripped.
Turns
that
out,
they explain it.
Yeah, I know.
They give us a canon reason why Chidi's in shape.
It's such a good show. The finale was ridiculously good. And then I really, really liked that, because I was watching it on Hulu, mm-hmm. and they tacked on the late night with Seth Meyers, I think? No? Was it the late night?
It is. It's the Seth Meyers show. I don't know. I don't know what the name of it is, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the Seth Meyers one.
Gotcha. Yeah. So after the finale, they tack on the Seth Meyers interview with all of the cast.
Fun fact: haven't seen it because Audra was not emotionally prepared.
Oh no!
And I completely forgot about it. So we'll probably go back and rewatch that at some point. Maybe
it's really good. Because
I'm
super...
talking like days later. I would say just a word because it's involved in a speech. And she was just, why?
You say something about waves?
Yeah, and that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And it's just like, oh, but it's like, it's so weirdly beautiful and mm-hmm. it's got such a great message to it. And it's just good television and it's wholesome. Like it's not,
Yeah,
it feels special.
It does.
We don't deserve Michael Schur.
We like that dude made a deal with Satan.
Yeah,
Because he's got like I mean, we've talked about it before. He is the dude that brought you The Office. Mm-hmm. He's
and
also
Parks
got
and Rec.
Parks and Recreation.
Mm-hmm.
He brought you The Good Place and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mm-hmm.
Like three of those are like my favorite shows of all. Like inside my top 10 list of favorite shows of all time. I'm not going to say which one isn't in my top 10.
Also,
but...
in case you don't know, Michael Schur is Moe's in The Office.
Yeah, in The Office, yeah.
Like, just if you're trying to picture who the writers in the writing room call Daddy, it's Moe's.
Yeah, 'cause I mean, I know there are other people that write with him and everything else. Mm-hmm. Like, there are other directors and everything. But, yeah, no, he is the guy that's bringing us all that stuff. And obviously The Office was, you know, a show before he did it. And the first episode of The Office is a shot-for-shot remake of the first episode of the UK version. But obviously it became its own thing out of that because that the UK version of The Office was only, was it more than one season?
Of?
The UK version of The Office?
Oh, that I don't know. I know if it was more than one season, it was only two, maybe three.
Yeah, like three was the number I had in my head, but I think it's only one. Regardless, not important. Obviously, The Office went like nine seasons and was a completely different show than what the American version was. But yeah, like this dude has brought us just some of the best television ever. And
yeah, so there's two series, a total of 12 episodes and three specials. Because it's Britain.
Yeah, that's fair. He also, Michael Schur, did a few episodes of Black Mirror that were really good. Dude is just got an extraordinary level of talent.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if you guys haven't been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, also highly recommend that show.
I am very far behind, but yes, I very much enjoy it. It's such a good show.
The seventh season is airing now. We just got another Pimento episode, which anybody that knows me knows my feelings on Jason Mantzoukas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him. Like, he plays the same thing in everything. And I think The League is really why I don't like him.
I think he is the worst in The League.
Yeah, because if you take it, like, if I hadn't seen him in The League, then I honestly probably wouldn't dislike him as much as I do, because I could not stand him in The League. Like, could not stand him.
Right.
He was fine in Parks and Rec. I mean, yeah, he was the same.
But no, I mean, Rafi's stupid. Like, Dennis Feinstein is, yeah, he's evil, but, like, he's smart about it. Rafi's, like, chaotic evil.
Well, see, the thing is, like, I could see, like, if Rafi had a perfume line, he would be Dennis Feinstein.
You're not,
like,
wrong.
it's yeah, like, their premise is different, but mm-hmm. they're still very much the same person. And yeah, like, if Rafi was an undercover detective, he'd probably be Adrian Pimento. Like, it's just Jason Mantzoukas doing these characters, like, himself with a different backstory, basically.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, him doing those characters, he's an actor. That's what he's supposed to do. But yeah, it's him being himself with different backstories. But Pimento is my favorite character that he's ever been. They really? Always use him the exact right amount in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's fair. He is pretty in and out.
Yeah. Like, he comes in for an episode, maybe two, if it's, a longer storyline for it.
I mean, Good Place did that, too.
That's true.
He was a important character without being a major character.
Yeah. And, like, he got on my nerves, but for different reasons.
Right. But he was also, like, kind of supposed to.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's why I like him in Brooklyn Nine-Nine more than anything else, because he's not supposed to get on my nerves.
Right, he's just kind, like, of a broken human.
Yeah, and he doesn't get on my nerves. Like, he's not as funny as, like, I don't laugh as much as I would like to, but
your laughs per minute quota drops a little bit.
For Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Mm-hmm. But mostly, like, the rest of the characters reacting to him is, you know, makes it great. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, no, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is also a great show.
Peralta reacting to pretty much anybody.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
Pretty solid.
I did not like Andy Samberg before that show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved him in he was in The Lonely Island, so it was enough to convince myself that I didn't hate. Oh, what's the name of the movie?
Hot Rod?
No, I never actually seen Hot Rod, but I've heard it's not bad.
I honestly saw it in theaters. Me mm-hmm. and Trevor did.
Okay.
We saw it in theaters years ago, obviously when it came out, and both of us hated it, minus, like, two scenes. Like, this was back when both of our brothers worked in the movie theater, so we got to go to the movies for free. And that wasn't like they gave us a deal. That was, like, in the local movie theater. If, like, your direct family gets movies for free, which is awesome.
Is it one of those, like, your family gets movies for free as long as your manager doesn't find out?
No.
Or, okay.
Straight up, like, that's part of the benefit package.
Huh.
Healthcare? Your family. No.
Oh.
your family gets free movies. You get yourself and another person in for free whenever you come. Mm-hmm. And you also get free popcorn and soda.
Huh.
Like, it's
well, I mean, that's essentially a healthcare package.
That's about the same price.
It saves about the same amount of money. Oh, we're broken. No, That's My Boy. That was the name of the Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg film. That it was not good.
No, it was not.
But I liked him in it because I've always liked him. But I also liked him in, like, all of his stuff in Saturday Night Live, like, because he was always the only thing I really remember him doing in Saturday Night Live were the digital shorts. And those were always just hilarious. Mother Lover, Dick in a Box.
Yeah. Basically the Lonely Island
yeah,
stuff.
Pretty, well, yeah, pretty. Well, I mean, it was a lot of musical stuff. Shannon did just recently show Dalton and I the new boyfriend talk show, which if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's an old Saturday Night Live skit. and you definitely need to look it up. It's really, really funny. That's all I'll say about it, because I didn't understand, like, even because Shannon said the name and I was like, that sounds weird. But then he searched it and it wasn't what I thought it was going to be, and it made it even better. So highly recommend that. The new boy, Andy Samberg, SNL, the new boyfriend talk show.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to have to look that up. Cause I honestly, like,
I'm going to just send it to you and then we can watch it as we're waiting for the show to render.
That works
after the show.
Cause I love SNL. I do. I never really watch it live. I always, like, back in the day, like, I would grab the, like, I would watch the occasional episode, like, years ago, like, when I actually had cable. But mostly, like, I just got best of movies. Like, I would get, like, I still have somewhere, like, no, because I sold all my DVDs. I had the best of Adam Sandler, best of Will Ferrell, best of Chris Farley, and a bunch of other, just DVDs. But I sold all my DVDs. So I definitely don't have those anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Saturday Night Live, I pretty much only keep track of what, like, Hunter, Cody, and Shane group chat
after it airs. That's where I'm at. unless, like...
They show me the good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. They share the good stuff.
They watch the bad stuff, so I don't have to.
Unless, like, the host is someone that I'm really interested in now. Mm-hmm. And I do watch the cold opens by myself. Okay. Like, I actively search those out each, like, week. But, like, the J.J. Watt stuff, I watched all of that because I like J.J. Watt.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the Houston Texans. No, that's not true. I don't hate them. They're division rivals, but it's, like, it's one of those things where that rivalry hasn't meant anything until, like, kind of recently because the Colts have sucked, not because the Texans have been better.
Mm-hmm.
The Texans have been better in the last few years. I'm sorry, Cody. But, they haven't been... Yes, I don't really hate the Texans. Regardless, it's not important. J.J. Watt is an awesome person, a whole lot. So I was whenever I heard he was going to host SNL, I was like, oh, sweet, this will be cool. And, a lot of his stuff was really, really funny. They used him exactly how I figured they would, as this gigantic, handsome hunk of a man.
Right.
Because that's what J.J. Watt is. Like, he's just this huge... super nice, super handsome dude.
The only other stuff that's really actively bringing me joy right now is stuff that either we've already talked about kind of to death or we're going to talk about, because NXT Portland was this past Sunday and I went over to Dalton Sadie's house and we watched it, but we'll talk about that tomorrow night on PWU. And I saw Birds of Prey on Saturday morning. When did I see Birds of Prey? Wednesday morning.
Yeah, it would have been Wednesday because that was when we were off.
Yeah, we had Lincoln's birthday off. So I thought it was Truman's birthday because everybody else was like, why are you off? And I was like, I don't know, Truman's birthday, Missouri gets off.
That's in May.
I looked at the calendar today because I was like, why were we off? Oh, yeah, I was just wrong. It's fine. Doesn't matter. I didn't work. Suck it. I went and saw Birds of Prey. Loved that movie. It was so good.
Yeah, and we've talked that to death on, like,
Thursday
two nerd ups in a row and Thursday.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm not going to revisit that. You can go and check those out. But you should see it because it's doing criminally, like, not well.
Yeah, because it's got that Suicide Squad stink all over it.
Plus, it's a rated R movie, so that kind of, it doesn't have that general broad approach that a PG-13 would.
Right.
So, which, I mean... Daredevil, or not Daredevil, Deadpool is like was the high end Joker now, I guess, are the grossest high, you know, comic book movies. Like they just made a ton of money, so the R rating doesn't really do
that much for it.
Yeah, but
it definitely does a little bit. And I think I think the rating has less to do than the fact that it's got the Suicide Squad stink on it. Plus, a lot of the people that liked Suicide Squad, like I don't like. You know, I hate to make this generalization, but a lot of the people that liked Suicide Squad, and if this isn't you, like, I'm not saying that everybody.
I'm excited to see what's about to be said.
I know, right? A lot of people that like Suicide Squad are the kind of people that wouldn't necessarily like an all-female-led cast with a female director and writer.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, there's a lot of qualifications for whatever Jesse's about to say. He's going to be good.
Well, because I know a few people that like Suicide Squad that don't fit into that category.
Austin Lane?
Yes. Like, because I don't think that he's a woman hater.
No.
But
now the Mississippi Mauler, he knows a guy.
Yeah, I mean,
no, Arkansas Terror.
There you go. And I want to say, like, Tanner liked Suicide Squad, and I don't think he's a woman hater or anything like that. So yeah, like there are people that I know liked Suicide Squad that don't fall into that category. Right. However,
it's the internet.
Yeah,
like the guy who made the angry video about Parasite winning the Oscar instead of Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's yeah. Like I feel like he wasn't going to give this one a fair shot.
No. No, he was not.
Yeah, so I don't know. Birds of Prey, I thought it was great.
Yeah, great
not
movie.
Not much else to say there. And other than that, I've been really, really bad about doing things or reading things. Like, I have not read a single page of X-Men since the last time I talked to you about it. So I'm still at issue 2 of 6 now.
X-Men's given me quite the cliffhanger, and I'm real mad about it. because it didn't get, like, X-Men number 5 ended in a cliffhanger, and X-Men number 6 didn't follow up.
Oh, fun.
So I'm like, no. No.
Not cool.
Not okay. The X-Men number, like, it was still a good issue, mm-hmm. threw an interesting wrench at everything. Unrelated entirely to the previous issue.
Now there's two wrenches. So I haven't read any X-Men. Something is Killing the Children is still phenomenal. It's still one of the best comic books I've ever read. I'm loving it so much. It's so good. I'm not caught up on Batman. I've only read James Tynion's first issue, so 86.
Yeah.
Of Batman. I'm really, really looking forward to the Joker War
mm-hmm.
that's being teased. So that seems like it's going to be a big deal, and I love Tynion.
It should
like
be
those
a big
are,
deal.
Both of those two books I just mentioned are him, and I still today was talking about his run on Detective Comics because it's unparalleled. It's such a great book from start to finish. What else was there? Like, and as far as games go, I haven't been playing anything other than Call of Duty. I played about 15 minutes of Borderlands 3 on my PC the other night, and that was strictly to test Twitch to make sure, like, the game sound was coming through, my mic was working, my camera was working, stuff like that. Like, it was essentially just a test. I got a couple cables ordered because I need to see if my... Because if I can just plug my Super Nintendo Mini directly into my monitor and stream off of that, I would be very excited because there's a lot of stuff that I...
Always? No, you won't be able to do what you're thinking you're going to do.
Really?
Yeah.
I am going to need a capture card?
Yeah.
Son of a...
Because, like, the PC doesn't see what's on your monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the PC is showing what's on
the monitor shows what's on the PC.
Yes.
Dang it. I was really hoping I was going to have to not have to drop that money. That's fine.
I mean, Podzilla 1985 has one you can borrow.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to worry about because it's not even ours.
No, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was just Ethan's.
No. Ethan's was giving us trouble in that Ethan wanted it back. So... Yeah, we got one for Podzilla 1985.
Okay.
And it just so happens we only did one episode that never aired
mm-hmm.
via that capture card.
Yeah, I might look into that. But yeah, so because what I want to do with... Because my Twitch channel, I want to do more with in that I want to do literally anything with it. And the ideas that I have are to do... Like, new releases as they come out, because if I get a capture card, I can plug in like, my new system. Or I can... Not my new system. I can plug in my consoles and play new games on there. Because I'm still primarily going to be a console player, I think, just because that's where my ecosystem has always been. And that's where I'm more comfortable. But I can always just move my consoles over, play it on the monitor, because my monitor is probably better than my TV, just smaller. And
you did get a real nice monitor.
Got a real nice monitor.
Got a 1440p, y'all.
Oh, yeah. I know what that means. And Jesse, this one's on sale. Should I get it? Yeah, that's a good one.
I almost bought it. I don't need one.
So I can like I can stream like new releases, which now everything, because I was like, yeah, I'm probably gonna end up getting the Final Fantasy VII remake, all 100 gigs of it.
Yeah.
Plus, so I was like, you know, because I'll try that out, and then also for especially with my Super Nintendo Mini, there's a bunch of games on there that I've either never played at all or I've never finished. So like, spoiler alert, I've never beaten Link to the Past.
That's a good game.
I
don't know how entertaining it would be to stream, but it's a good game.
Watching me stumble my way around, getting lost for hours on end, that's hours entertainment for everybody else to laugh at me. I'm aware of that. Yes. There's a bunch of games like that. Undertale is probably going to be one of the first games that I actually stream, because I still have never played Undertale.
Yeah.
And the internet, everybody loves that game. I just haven't gotten around to it. I think I own it on two different systems now. I just haven't had a chance to like dedicate to it. So now if I tell myself it's for making content, then that's like the motivation I don't feel like I'm just wasting time, which is a broken mentality to have.
And I have the same mentality.
I've talked to Brian Rhodes about that, of just like, man, because he's done similar stuff of going back and like finishing games he's never beaten, and he's like, but should I be streaming this? Should I be writing about it? You know,
should I be doing something?
Right, I should be doing something productive instead of just enjoying my time as a human being. Because no, you don't do that.
Yeah, that's like any time. Like, it wasn't until like 2 years ago. I've talked about this before, that I like any time that I just spent like doing nothing at home, like wasting time. Like, I viewed it as exactly that. Like, you know, if I just sat home watching TV or something like that, like, I am now wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I should be doing X, Y, or Z instead of just sitting here doing this. Right. And I always feel terrible whenever I do it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like a few years ago, I finally had the realization of just like, nah, man, like, you do so much. Like, right. Just, you know, you the spare time you get, enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, find something you like actually enjoy doing.
Right.
So yeah, like that's where I finally started enjoying video games again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, no, video games are very much in the same boat. Call of Duty is all I've been playing.
I got two more. So I'm up to 4 golden guns. I got my Kilo. I got the Ram 7, which, do I need to have the Ram 7 golded to get the platinum?
I don't think so.
Dang it. I mean, also good, because that means, because I just unlocked the Growl.
Oh, yeah, the new one for the season pass.
I just reached that tier. I think what I'm going to do is I'm not going to buy that expanded tier list with the 20 skips until the end of the season. Then that'll fill in like my other 20.
Yeah, I didn't buy the 20 skips last season.
I did this one and I still didn't finish it.
Oh yeah, folks, like, this is how much I've been playing this game. Like, and this shocks me. Like, Call of Duty is one of those games that like every year we end up picking it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we put some time into it. Like, we get together here at the store, you know, we play at home, like, you know, with each other, that kind of thing. And we have fun with it. And you look, usually it happens right around the first content drop.
Yep.
Is when like that usually coincides with, all right, I'm no longer
interested
in this game.
Something else has come out, or...
Yeah. We've got the big hot title from the spring is hitting,
mm-hmm.
I'm done with this game now. But, or even, like, before that, like, yeah, something huge came out in January or February,
mm-hmm.
and now I am playing that instead of Call of Duty. That has not happened.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing really coming out right now. There's not even anything coming out like really soon now that I'm looking forward to, since a lot of the games that I was going to pick up have gotten pushed.
I might get Animal Crossing. It's very much not my style of game. This would be the first Animal Crossing I've ever played, other than the one that's on mobile, and I quit playing that a long time ago.
Mm.
But it's one of those things where it's like so many people are excited about it, like...
You kind of want to buy in?
Yeah, it's the exact same reason why I started playing Dragon Quest XI. Because so many people love JRPGs. And it's just not a thing that I've particularly ever enjoyed. It's like, okay, well, clearly I'm missing out on something great. So, okay, Dragon Quest XI's on super sale. I'll pick it up. And I've put 20 hours into it. I've barely scratched the surface on it, I know. But, like, I've enjoyed my time with it so far. I can't honestly tell you that I'm going to finish it. I would like to. Like, that's kind of a goal I've set for myself is to get it finished, but I don't know what that's going to entail. So we'll see.
A lot
see.
Of grinding in Dragon Quest.
Yeah, and like so far, and that was the Donkey review too, was just like, no, it's great until you get about halfway. And then it's like, nope, F you. You have to grind forever. And I haven't hit that point yet. I think I'm getting kind of close, but yikes. So it's, and it's the same thing with, oh, there was another game that was coming out that I was going to pick up because it's just like, no, I should be excited for this. So many people are excited for
this. Final Fantasy VII Remake?
No, because that one's just a like fantastic story in video. It's an iconic story. Like, it is an iconic game that I've just never played because of the genre it's in. Because it is a
JRPG.
So, but no, so Animal Crossing is one of those that it's like, man, it's been around for a really long time. It's so beloved. It also just seems like it would be kind of relaxing.
If it's anything like the, because the only Animal Crossing I've ever played was New Leaf on the 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one, like, it was back when I was working at GameStop, and I was working with, like, Stephanie, Krista, and, well, I guess those were the two that were going to be really in Animal Crossing. But those two just kept talking about how great it was and, like, how excited they were about it and everything else. So, like, you know, they got me a little hyped for it. So I was like, all right, fine, I'll check it out. And yeah, no, I ended up like getting really into this wonderful little like digital Zen garden.
And I know Mandy's super into it. Like, she's stoked about it. She's getting the Animal Crossing Switch.
Yeah, she is. She's real excited about that.
So it's just like, I don't know, maybe. And like, it seems like it would be kind of the perfect, okay, I'm only going to keep it on my Switch Lite that's next to my bed, play 20, 30 minutes before I go to sleep, kind of wind down type game.
Yeah.
Then, so I don't know. I might be talking. I think I'm talking myself more into it now. So,
and that will progress into like just sitting on the couch and, you know, playing a little bit more. Yeah. Like, getting your village
except
going.
There's so many things that I want to buy. And now with this capture card that I might end up, I might just borrow. Where is it? Is it like
it's here?
It's here.
It's okay. Here in the studio. But yeah, it's yeah, you can absolutely borrow it. It's not doing anything else.
Yeah.
But
yeah, between that and also like there's this stupid NECA toys that have been on sale for the last like 2 months, and I'm starting to think they're never going to go off of sale. But I don't need another set of NECA Ninja Turtle figures. I don't. There's no reason for me to get any more.
But do you?
I have both waves of the 90s movie toys. I have the Target. I have all of the Target exclusives other than the repaints of the Turtle 2-packs that came in the second wave. Because shout out to Tyler in Kansas City who found and sent me the Bebop and Rocksteady. I mean, I paid him for it. Like, he didn't just drop $60 on a two-pack action figures. But so I have all of those. I've got the Batman Ninja Turtle crossover. I got all those figures. I got a pretty good collection going. And there's going to get to Toy Fair a little bit later. There's even more of those Target exclusive ones coming out that I know I'm going to get. Assuming I can find them. But these are from Turtles in Time.
That's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. I don't really particularly like the paint job on these. But it's from Turtles in Time. For the Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
And that was, for me, Turtles in Time was a big deal. Me and my little brother had more time in Turtles in Time than we did any other Super Nintendo game, and it wasn't close.
I don't think I ever... I beat it, like, once or twice, but, like, I played it solo so often, but I always never... I could never get past Slash, like, by myself, because he was just really hard.
That was the one of the benefits of having a sibling.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jake and I, like, we knocked out that game. Like, we knocked out the entire game minimum once a month.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's amazing. Like, and it's...
Yeah, like... For a long time, like for a few years, we were doing it once a month. Like, we played the crap out of Turtles in Time.
That Shredder fight at the end is nuts.
So fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love that game, but and it's like, and that was a huge part of my childhood, and it would be. And the figures, like, minus the weird kind of like cell shading, but like, there's a weird paint choices in certain areas of them. But right now, the figures are the four Turtles, Slash, Leatherhead, Shredder, and. I think a foot soldier.
So yeah, foot soldier's like, always around.
Yeah, so it's just like, I don't need them, but I want them. But do I even want them? And again, all of my figures are in boxes still. I have nowhere to display anything.
I do want to backtrack real
but
quick.
But it's having them.
I just remembered I was making a point about Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go all the way back there. Sorry, folks. We like tangents here.
This is what the show is. You know this.
That's true. So Call of Duty. So I've been playing that one so much. They added the Battle Pass in this. This is how they have avoided. They haven't done their Season Pass, which historically Call of Duty, they released 4 map packs. You pay like basically $50 for the whole thing or like $60 to buy them all individually. You get a bunch of maps and, you know, usually like a gun or two with all of that. Mm-hmm. Instead of that, Call of Duty has gone like full microtransaction with it. And they've introduced the Battle Pass, which is kind of like Fortnite's Battle Pass. Like as you play through the game, you progress through the game, you go through like all the tiers. It's a little bit based on your performance, a whole lot based on your time spent in game. And as you go through, you unlock, there's a free version that you're just automatically in. You unlock the guns that come out with each season, which there have been 2 for season 1 and 2 for season 2. And you get a bunch of like extra skins and cosmetics and stuff like that. You can pay effectively, I think it's like $9 or $10, somewhere in between. And that gets you the paid version of the Battle Pass, which gets you a whole lot more cosmetic stuff, like, and more Call of Duty points. If you had paid the $10 for the Call of Duty points to get the Battle Pass, then you earned enough Call of Duty points through the tier or the Battle Pass to get the next season's Battle Pass.
Assuming you don't spend them on something else.
Yeah, you get enough Call of Duty points to do that. But there is a lot of cosmetics that you can spend money on, and I know like people have been spending a ton of money on them because I keep seeing them.
Well, and also they have announced, like Activision has flat out said, this Call of Duty, they are making more money without a season pass and without loot boxes than they have in the previous installments.
I completely believe it.
Because now you can just pay what you want. You are not pay what you want, but you can pay to buy the thing you actually want directly.
Yes. And they put a lot of work into the cosmetics, and a lot of the cosmetics are legitimately cool, and I have been tempted to purchase them. I haven't, but I've been tempted to.
Look how cool Leatherhead looks.
Oh, my God.
He's Leatherhead. Go on. Okay, sorry.
You're good. So, like, with the Battle Pass, like, they kind of introduced the Battle Pass in Black Ops 4.
But they did it in the worst way.
It was awful. Like, the Battle Pass was completely awful in Black Ops 4. And I never made it, like, I think the highest I got on it, like, the first Battle Pass they did, I got to, like, tier 20 or something like that.
We're also at that point because Black Ops 4, just the way it monetized itself, was atrocious.
Yes.
They didn't add the Battle Pass until way later. And they still had loot box stuff. It was just gross. So,
yeah.
And so we had already, that the way they monetized the game is one of the things that kept us from playing a lot of these games longer than we did. Because 6 months after launch, no, 3 months after launch, they would implement this bizarre, sometimes game-breaking system that it turned it into pay-to-win.
Yeah, well, it's like, no, that was crazy in Black Ops 4, like the way they did that. Like, mm-hmm. That was kind of gross. Like, I wouldn't call Black Ops 4 pay to win.
I meant more, well, that was more Infinite Warfare.
Infinite Warfare, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
That one had some real pay to win mechanics that were extra gross. But yeah, Black Ops 4 was fine. Like, it just, like, the monetization stuff in it was just not at all satisfying, especially if you didn't want to spend any money.
Mm hmm.
And if you wanted to spend money, you couldn't just spend a little bit of money. You had to spend a lot of money. But regardless, Modern Warfare, it's been awesome. Like, so you get, if you get to tier 66 and you pay the $10 or whatever, you earn enough Call of Duty points through the ladder or through the Battle Pass to get the next season's Battle Pass. Which I was looking at that, I was like, well, that's really cool. Like, so people that actually put the time into the game, they'll be able to just kind of like, in theory, they buy one Battle Pass. If they don't buy any other cosmetics, they'll be able to earn enough Call of Duty points to just keep getting the Battle Pass for free, like after mm-hmm. that one time investment. I was like, that's not going to be me. I'm not going to put in enough time to get that done. Well, thanks to a couple of two-time Battle Pass or double Battle Pass experience
mm-hmm.
weekends. Not only did I hit 66, I finished it. Like, I got all the way through tier 100. Got the special Mara skin and everything. Did not think that was going to happen.
No. Because I bought the Battle Pass because the version of the game that I bought came with Call of Duty points. So I didn't have to actually pay money for the battle, for the 2,400 point Battle Pass. So I went with that one that gives you 20 levels.
Yeah, you get the 20 tier skips.
So I got I got the 20 tier skips. And with that, I ended up at like 92, I think, which was much farther than I expected to get, like by a significant margin. Even taking away the 20, just saying that I made it to 72, I would have never thought I would have gotten that far.
Yeah, and
but 70... we were pumping so much time into this game.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to play with you and Kevin anymore. Like, I will jump in, I will jump in your parties and we can talk and like hang out there. But I'm going to be in my own lobby because that skill gap is just, it's rough.
Oh, well, I mean, the only way to get better is to play with better people.
No, I don't want to get better. I want to be big fish, small pond. Like I want to out shoot people because they're just worse than I am. That's fun for me.
Yeah. Cause
I'm not trying to improve myself.
Because that's actually one of the things in this Call of Duty is probably the best it's been in a long time. The MMR, the matchmaking ranking, is probably,
don't say that on the internet. This is the worst it's ever been.
Oh my God. Everything is the worst it's ever been.
Yeah. The skill based SBMM or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
They shorthand it to it's atrocious. It's a nightmare, which in fairness, yeah, we kind of will get like, we'll do great on one game. And then we just get our asses handed to us three games in a row. And then it's like, okay, you've learned your lesson.
Well, like, that was in, what was the last one we put a ton of time into? Because Black Ops 4, we put a lot of time into. And Black Ops 4.
World War 2?
World War 2 was pretty bad about it, too. Because World War 2 was, like, I want to say it was either that one or Black Ops 4. It was particularly bad. Where we would have, like, we would get a game where we would absolutely destroy the enemy team. Like, wasn't even close.
Mm-hmm.
Like, annihilate them. And then, like, for the next two games, we're on the receiving end of that.
Yeah.
And then it would go back to, like, there was never, like, we would play, if we played 20 games, one game would be a close game. And, yeah, everything else is just a slaughter, one way or the other.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember if that was World War II or Black Ops 4, or it may have been both.
Yeah, it might have been. As far as I know, it might have been both.
But in this one, like, my win-loss, like, me and Kevin are, I think we're, like, tied at this point, or really, really close to it.
Mm-hmm.
At, like, 1.43, 1.44... last time I looked at a win-loss ratio, which means we're winning a lot more than we're losing.
Yeah.
And, like, that's staying pretty consistent. Like, yeah, we'll end up getting matched with people that might, you know, be more talented at the game occasionally, but usually, like, the games are close. Like, we play close games, and I think it also helps that we've got, you know, since it's cross-platform now, we've got the bigger pool. You know, we play with PlayStation and PC users.
That is a big, and I do think that helps a lot. Like, this is the one, it's crazy that the one game that did away with the season pass is the one that we probably would have ended up buying the season pass.
Right?
Like, which is great because we bought the first season pass for Black Ops 3.
We didn't buy the season pass. Remember why?
No, we bought the first episode.
There you go.
We bought the first episode. That's what it was. So we bought the first content unlock for it. And then the second one was about to drop, and we're like, oh, are we doing this one too? And you're like, no. Because we're going to drop off, and also no one else is buying it.
Yep.
So you ran into the problem of not enough people actually owned the season pass to put those maps into the rotation fully.
Yep.
So you paid $20 for three new maps that you never saw.
Yep.
Which, so this is a great way, it keeps the player base from splitting, on top of the fact that, yeah, now we're not only playing against Xbox people, we're also playing against PlayStation people and PC people who are using controllers. Like,
yes.
That's, oh, it's so, they've done so much right.
Yeah, no, like, they have really, like, completely 180'd in from past Call of Duty games. Like, they really just, in my opinion, they got just about everything as right as they could get it, and I'm really happy with it. Because again, 100, like, and I think Kevin finished it too, and he wasn't expecting to either. Like, mm-hmm. Me and him have both put a pretty significant amount of time into this game. And yeah, what Ace is talking about, so the skill-based matchmaking, it puts Asa, since Asa's joining in with me and Kevin have not just in, I was talking about this on Nerd Up, not just in like Modern Warfare do Kevin and I have more time than Asa. Asa has been playing since Black Ops 3. And that's where, you know, I told him, like, you know, basically whenever he was talking about getting the season pass, since we were having so much fun with it, I was like, no, this is not my first rodeo. We'll get the first pack because a lot of people will. We'll enjoy it. And we're going to be done playing by the time the second pack hits. And I was right.
You were.
But yeah, so that was Ace's first, you know, really getting into Call of Duty. Kevin and I have been since Call of Duty 2. And I don't mean Black Ops 2. I don't mean Modern Warfare 2. I mean Call of Duty 2. We probably put the most time into, like, when we really got going was Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare on the Xbox 360, which is where a lot of Call of Duty players really got started. But, yeah. So Kevin and I have a lot of time in first-person shooters, and we're pretty decent at them.
Yes.
the time spent is reflected a little bit. So yeah, Asa gets jumped in with
people you're supposed to be playing with.
Right. People
These
that
are not
Kevin
people
are
that I should
play
be playing with.
With
for every single game.
Yeah. And Asa doesn't play with us that much. So yeah.
Yeah. Cause I only really play a handful of matches a night whenever I'm on, mm-hmm. which is maybe two or three nights a week. And I'll jump in, play a handful, and then it's like, all right, I'm going to go to bed. So yeah, I don't sink a lot of time.
Yeah, whereas, like, I get out of the gym, and if I don't have anything else going on, I'm like, hey, Kevin, play some Call of Duty? Yeah, man. And we play for, like, 2 or 3 hours a night,
mm-hmm.
Like, assuming neither of us are, you know, have anything else going on.
Yeah, and
on.
I might put in an hour.
Yeah, and, I mean, this is, I would say, minimum 3 nights a week, like, me and Kevin are putting in 2 to 3 hours a night.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're having a lot of fun with it. Lot of fun with it. Getting them golds. Kevin's working on Damascus.
I'm half thinking, like, do I want to go for platinum? Like, I've never done that before. Like, I've been lucky to get one, maybe two golds. Like, this, I have 4 now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most I've had ever.
Yeah, and I remember you were real jealous of my diamonds in Black Ops 3.
Oh, I'm never going to get diamond.
Well,
no, that's platinum now.
Yeah,
the diamond was
platinum in Black Ops 3.
And that's the thing, is it's like, oh, I wonder, could I? I need to get used to the FAL, though. Oh, I really need to get used to that FAL, because it's a... It ain't helping me. I mean, I'm already, like, I'm almost to max level on it. I need to start, I think I just got to the point that I can go for the kills with no attachments.
I just finished that one last night.
And I'm gonna have to get that going, so, yeah.
Kills, no attachments to the FAL was, like, especially, like, trying to get adjusted to the gun without using attachments, like, mm-hmm. both of those simultaneously was kind of rough. But, yeah, no, I got it now. I'm down. Got the FAL figured out again. Started wrecking shop with it. Get that gold.
We'll see how it goes.
anyway, so yeah, no, Call of Duty has definitely still been bringing me joy, which is crazy that I'm still enjoying Call of Duty at this point. Because usually
it's 5 months later.
Yeah, usually like this 6 months like is definitely like I don't think I have ever played a Call of Duty game outside of Call of Duty 4 and the first Black Ops more than 6 months after release. Like I end up like just I stop caring about it and then I just start looking forward to the next Call of Duty.
Yeah, which they're doing another one this year.
Yeah, they do one every November,
which I'm this slash October. Weird. Like Activision has told its like shareholders that it will not sell as well as Modern Warfare, which is a weird thing to say unless it's not going to be on Xbox One or PS4, if it's only going to be next generation.
Which I definitely don't think it will be. Because, I mean, they even did, like...
This is the weird year, too, because this is the one that they took away from Sledgehammer.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, by the way...
They put Treyarch back
on
it.
Yeah, Treyarch has taken over this one, so I don't... It's weird. We'll have to, like... It's one that, like, we'll be talking about it a lot on Nerd Up as stuff comes out about it, but...
Yeah,
I honestly like if the player base can stay up and I can stay competitive in it, I may not get the next one.
Yeah, no. If Modern Warfare continues going the way it's going,
because it's adding the I know this is bad news for you, but like it looks like it's going to very soon add its battle royale mode.
I didn't realize they were actually going to do battle royale for this one.
The trailer for season 2 where they're killing the Roan, the gas is coming in, And then you see all the people fighting and they're dropping out of the ship as like this giant green, it's a circle of gases kind of enclosing in. Huh. And now when you go to the main menu, it's story, multiplayer, classified.
Oh, yeah, I did see the classified.
That's probably going to be the, everyone's saying that's got to be the battle royale mode.
No, that would make sense. That would make sense. Yeah, because like it kind of depends. Like, if they do another Black Ops and they do it exactly the same way they've been doing Modern Warfare, I might jump over.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, I've got a lot of attachment to some classic Modern Warfare maps, and I've really enjoyed the ones they've added to it. But the classic Black Ops maps, I like a lot more.
Hmm.
So basically, if they take exactly what they did with this game and give me Black Ops maps instead of Modern Warfare maps, then I might end up getting it. Nah, I say that. I say that every year that I'm not going to get Call of Duty, and then I end up getting Call of Duty.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I can, like, honestly, like, realistically, there's no way I'm still playing this game at the end of the year.
Almost certainly not.
Just, there's going to be other stuff coming, because there is a lot of stuff coming out this year that's going to demand quite a bit of my time.
Yeah. So, like, the only reason that I would still be playing it is if Kevin is still playing it, because I am the kind of person that I will play a game for as long as somebody will play that game with me.
Yep.
Because for me, like, gaming has always been, because I grew up with a little brother that's a year and a half younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
So my entire life, gaming has been a social experience.
Mm-hmm.
If for no other reason than, you know, playing with my little brother. Like, I would play, like, he and I played through single-player games, but it was very rare that only one of us would do it. Like, we'd be passing the controller back and forth. Like, I would play a little bit of it, then Jake would play a little bit of it, then I would, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, like, I absolutely am the kind of person, though, that if somebody's going to play that game with me, I'm going to keep playing it. So, yeah. I could see myself playing this one for a real long time, because Kevin sticks with first-person shooters. Like, once he, like, sinks his teeth into an FPS,
mm-hmm. He doesn't let go.
He doesn't let go for a while. Because I think he played, like all the Battlefield games. Like, he consistently played, or has been playing those Battlefield games until the next Battlefield came out. The only reason he's not still playing Battlefield 5 is because I was like, hey, man.
Modern Warfare.
How about you check out this Modern Warfare with me?
So once he hits Damascus, is that going to do anything to quell his... Because now he doesn't really have anything to...
To work for?
Yeah.
Then he'll probably start working on the missions. They'll almost certainly have added more missions by then.
Oh, yeah.
And I think just, like, working towards, like, each season, they got a whole new set of challenges and, like, the ribbons and stuff that you have to earn.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like...
Oh, he's been going for those?
Yeah, because he and I both didn't even know that was a thing until the end of season 2. And we were both frantically trying to get through all of them.
Oh, I looked at those. There was no way I was... Like, there were some that I was like, oh, okay, I've already, like, 5 away. I can go ahead and try for this one. But there were a lot of them that's just like, yep, nope. None of this is ever going
to
happen.
I think both of us got to 9. Like, as in...
The 9 dots, so the series of 3 or 5.
Well, I think you have to do 10. Okay. Every 10, because I think there were 100 challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And every 10, you get another medal. And I think both of us got 90 challenges.
Okay.
Like, a little over 90. Because I know, like, I was still trying to call in a juggernaut, which was a real bummer because I've definitely gotten to the 15 kill streak before.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely would have gotten a juggernaut with kill chain and everything, but I didn't know it was a thing until like 3 days before the end of the season.
Oh,
so I'm just like, come on.
So you just didn't have it equipped?
Yeah, I never had it equipped, so I never called it in. Yeah, so like once we found that, I was like, oh, I need to call in the juggernaut. Let's go.
Kevin was having a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
he got it in on that one.
He's like, man, this thing is broken. Yeah.
There is one other thing that I'm really looking forward to, because I think we're close the end here.
Getting there.
This weekend is Toy Fair, which the only reason it's the New York Toy. I think it's New York Toy Fair. Dalton's listening to this and screaming at me for not knowing it, but
no, Dalton's just excited you're going to talk about toys.
Well, he knows what I'm about to talk about, because Toy Fair has two things that I'm really looking forward to. One being the next wave of the Ninja Turtle NECA 2-packs from Target. They've announced what they're going to be, but like this one, we're going to get a better look at them, as well as we might get reveals of what else they're working on. So we might finally get a actual to scale what it actually looks like Metalhead, because he's supposed to be a standalone figure instead of part of a 2-pack. It's just him. He's just bigger. Casey Jones, April O'Neil, I think Splinter. What are the other ones? I don't remember. It's doesn't matter. I think Slash is another one that's coming because last year they shared some that haven't been announced as the next part of the wave or haven't been part of this next wave that's been announced. So I'm really excited to see what else. I'm going to get very frustrated not being able to find a Target and having to send my friends across the state to like find stuff so I can send them money to ship. And then
because we have quite the scalping market around here.
We really do. It sucks. But I also think that there's enough people around here that just would also genuinely want these. Which I tell myself that's who ended up getting them, and it makes it's just to keep
makes the you feel better.
Keep the bile down. And the other thing that I'm really looking forward to is we're supposed to get news on AEW is getting a line of action figures. And this I'm super excited about because I do think I'm going to start this collection. Because if I can start a collection at the beginning, that means I can have an entire collection.
Oh, no.
I know. This is terrible.
Asa, no.
I know. I'm here, too. I hear it. I understand it. But the company, like Sadie and Dalton, are really excited about the company that they're getting to do these action figures, as well as like there's a specific creator who was part of the Jax line previously, way back when, who is now working with this company with AEW. So I'm excited to see. I really hope they're to scale to the WWE elites because that would just be a bummer. Like if you know if you have a Kenny on Cena figure, but like an inch taller than the other.
Yeah, like if the Kenny Omega was an inch taller than the John Cena,
or vice versa, like because that would just because this is what you know people who do the photography and posing and stuff like that, like oh this is amazing, you can have a WrestleMania set and have like these dream matches that there's no chance we would ever get,
right?
And so but if it's off scale then it's going to be a lot harder to work with, so
you're gonna have to get some real clever camera angles going.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see how what they go with it, what they do. I don't know if I'm not sure. This is one of the things that I was actually kind of hoping Dalton would be here tonight for, and we'll talk about it tomorrow, maybe not on the show, but just in general. I wonder if we're actually going to see prototypes, like not finished products, but how close to the finished product we'll see, or if they're only going to like formally announce the line and like who's going to be in it, like who's going to be in the first wave. But I'm excited for that. I think that's going to be super cool. I don't collect them, and I really don't follow them, but like the Power Rangers Lightning line, we might get a showing of like the Zed and Rita, the two-pack that got announced, which I think we've already seen, but you know, there's stuff there. Toy Fair, just a lot of really cool stuff that even stuff I don't necessarily care about, but it's just like, oh, that's neat. I'm not going to spend money on it, but there's definitely a market of people that are very excited, and I think that's cool.
Dalton being very much one of them.
Oh, yeah, Dalton's going to be like, Dalton's going to be super excited.
Because I know, like, I'm also not the kind of person, like, I have three action figures to my name. At this point.
Oh, those are rookie numbers. We gotta get those up.
No, we don't.
There's a real pretty Dr. Doom at GameStop right now.
So yeah, I've got three action figures. Unless it's Infamous Doom, I don't really care. Like I love Doom and everything.
I saw the Infamous Doom at I think it was Walgreens.
And it looked dumb.
Sir.
Didn't it? Like that, no. That's what Dalton was telling me, that it looked terrible.
I didn't think so. I thought it looked awesome.
Oh well, fair enough. Because
I almost bought it, but I knew if I did. That's how I start a Legends collection. And I cannot afford that as you're tying turtles in.
Right. And I've got three Spider-Man action figures. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's a Spider-Man, a black suit Spider-Man, and a Spider-Gwen. Those are my three action figures. And they sit up with all my Spider-Man pops. Because that is I have a lot of pops. And a lot of people, like, you know, Sadie and Dalton come over and they see my pops. They're like, oh, yeah, you got some really cool ones. Mm-hmm. The only pops that I've ever purchased for myself are a few of the Overwatch ones and ones. Everything else has been like, because pops always make, like, you know, what do you get a nerd that buys whatever he wants? Like, you know.
Odds are there's a pop he doesn't have.
Yep. And they just find them. Mm-hmm. And, like, Amanda has gotten me a few really cool ones. Like, one of my favorite pops in my collection. Which, granted, is not huge. Like, I wouldn't even call it small by, like, Dalton standards. Tiny. is where I would put my pop collection. I have a Powerline pop from the Goofy movie.
Nice.
And yeah, it might be like one of my favorite pops. Like it's definitely one of my favorite pops. It might be like up in your top three. It's so cool. I love Powerline. I love that movie. It's such a good movie. Yeah, no, I wish I was more excited about this toy stuff, but I definitely am not a toy collector. The only reason I even have these Spider-Man action figures is because Dalton like gets so excited about them that I kind of buy in on it a little bit, and I love me some Spider-Man, so.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I say I'm not a big action figure collector, and really, it's just, at this point, it's just turtle stuff. It's just Ninja Turtle stuff. Like, yeah, I have the full of the discontinued legacy line of the Power Rangers toys.
Mm.
I have all of the Mighty Morphin Rangers because those were the only ones I cared about. I didn't care about Zeo or Lost in Space or Galaxy or any of those. So I have the Mighty Morphin line. And then, yeah, I do have a handful of, like, it pales in comparison. I have, like, 1% of Dalton's WWE Elite collection.
If
like,
that.
I have, I have some of those that are kind of cool. I have two full sets of New Day Elites. I have the ones that came individual and then the ones that are in the Bootios box. I have those. I have the Shield 3-pack. And then I've got a bunch of those Starlink ships because I'm an idiot. Like,
you mean you got them all on sale?
Yeah, I did. I got the vast majority of them very cheaply compared to what retail was. And I still haven't completely broken myself and bought the starter pack for the Xbox or PlayStation to get that exclusive ship. I haven't done that.
I mean, they're super cheap now. Like, I think I saw one of the PlayStation starter packs for like $10.
I've seen it too. And I have yet to do it. So, yeah, and I have those. But yeah, mostly it's just like I have a bunch of Ninja Turtle stuff. But I'm not, I apologize for nothing. Like, I don't even have that many Batman action figures. I have some from the animated series a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how long ago it's been. And there have been some really cool ones. I know Dalton is very down on those lines of figures that I have, though, because apparently, like, for me, they're great because I don't open anything. I keep everything in the box. But for him, like, the joints are bad. Like, they're kind of low quality for what you're paying. So,
and Dalton, because Dalton loves posing them.
Dalton poses them, and because he actually uses them. Like, he poses them. He does some photography stuff with them sometimes. And, like, so I understand that. It's just, like, that's not how I collect stuff. Like, I prefer to have it in the box. I know where all the pieces are always going to be forever. I don't have to worry about any of these a-hole cats getting a hold of something, destroying something. Like,
yeah.
It's fine. So, that's... I have some Batman stuff. Like, to the point that I've, like... Man, I really think I need more Batman stuff. I don't. That's a stupid thing to think.
Especially, like, I mean, you got to have it with your Kevin Conroy signed mask. And
which, I mean, that's kind of that's it. That's all I need. Like, that is the Batman thing that I have. And it's great. Like, I have it. I need to figure out where I'm going to hang it, though. Because I know I've decided I'm putting that next to the signed picture of Kane Dalton gave me.
Oh, yeah.
So.
There you go. All right. Oh, one last thing before we wrap this up that I had actually forgotten to talk about. In terms of TV shows that I'm just that are really making me happy right now, they've added the season 4 of Better Call Saul to Netflix. I desperately need somebody out there to watch this show. Like, Breaking Bad fans, listen. It's the same writer. Just watch it. It's so good. Like, I like Better Call Saul almost as much as I did Breaking Bad. Like, it's a very different show.
That's high praise there.
Yeah, I understand. I understand what I'm saying. Better Call Saul is phenomenal television. and so is Breaking Bad. I need somebody to watch Better Call Saul so I can talk to someone about it. Because I needs to. Like, the show is so good. Which, like, it's a prequel. So for those of you that don't know a lot about it, like, if you ever watched Breaking Bad and you're just like, eh, whatever, a spinoff with Saul Goodman, eh. No, so this is a prequel show. Like, we do actually, like, the show kind of starts off, like, you see Saul, like, after Breaking Bad, kind of, you know, where his life went, but you don't know much about it other than he's a manager to Cinnabon.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you know about it. But, like, we've been getting clips, like, more and more clips about what's going on in there each season. very little information, but it's mostly back whenever he got his start as a lawyer, as Jimmy McGill. And it gives like a lot of his backstory. It also gives a lot of backstory on Mike Hermantraut and Gus Fring. A lot of that kind of stuff. Like, it's really, really good. And I need more people to watch it because I need somebody to talk to me about it. It's so good. Anyway, and yeah, season 5 is starting this week or next week. I think it's starting really, really soon. And I might, like, try to figure out a way to keep up with it live as opposed to binging it on Netflix a year and a half from now. Because it takes forever for that show to get added to Netflix.
Yeah.
And I think, like, either this season or season 6 is going to be the last season of Better Call Saul. Because at the end of season 4, it seemed like they're real close to wrapping it up.
I have no idea. I haven't been keeping up with it at all, so I don't even know if, like, this is going to be the last season or how much longer they have. Yeah, they're planning on going.
I'm not sure. Like, season 5 or season 6 got to be the last season just because of what happened in season 4. Anyway. Someone please watch it and talk to me. Asa, you loved Breaking Bad. It's on Netflix.
I know, but there was a big emotional investment with Breaking Bad that I kind of want to go back and rewatch Breaking Bad and then go on from there. Cause I still haven't seen El Camino.
I haven't either, actually. So I actually did want to rewatch Breaking Bad before I watched El Camino.
Yeah, so.
Because I have forgotten so much about Breaking Bad
mm-hmm.
that there's even characters that have shown up in Better Call Saul that I'm like, okay, he's familiar. Who was he in? They focused on him for a second. Like, I should know who that is.
Like, oh, no, it's him.
And I'm like, yeah.
You know him?
No, I don't.
Damn.
All right, that's going to do it for us, though, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Also, make sure you hit up that Patreon, patreon.com/podzilla1985. $1 gets you all the pre-shows. There's a bunch of free ones on there now. You can experiment, see if that's something you want to put your dollar toward. We do the first pre-show of every month is free, and we've done that for a few months now. So definitely check that out. Yeah, and please give us money to help continue to support this show so we can continue bringing you great content. All right, later.